Hey everyone, ready to dive deep?
Always.
Today it's physics-informed machine learning. That's where equations and algorithms collide.
Yeah.
So we'll explore how scientists are kind of weaving physics into machine learning to solve some seriously complex problems.
That's complicated.
Oh, it is. But fascinating too, trust me.
I believe you.
Our roadmap for this deep dive is an awesome review from Nature Reviews, Physics.
Physics-informed machine learning, right?
Oh, you got it. And get this. We might even learn how to reconstruct the flow and pressure above a cup of espresso just from watching steam rise.
Like magic, but physics.
Exactly.
It really shows you the limits we hit with traditional physics models, especially now with the insane amounts of data we have.
Yeah, like how much?
Think about it. The Earth system operates across 17 orders of magnitude and scale.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Right. Classical approaches just aren't cut out for that. They're expensive, complex, and real-world data is messy and incomplete.
Makes sense. So is that where machine learning comes in?
Yeah.
Because it's good at patterns, even with crazy high-dimensional data?
Exactly. And it can even solve those tricky inverse problems.
Inverse problems.
Like working backward from an outcome to figure out the cause.
Interesting. But I've heard machine learning has its own issues, right?
Well, sometimes it's a black box, giving predictions without explaining why.
Hmm. Those predictions might not always jive with physics.
You got it.
Hmm. So we've got traditional physics models, good at explaining but bad with data, and machine learning, good with data but not so good at explaining.
Yeah, that's the trade-off.
But imagine combining their strengths.
That's physics-informed machine learning in a nutshell, using physics to guide those algorithms.
It's like giving them a cheat sheet. This review paper talks about three ways to do it.
Oh, yeah, those biases.
Right. Observational biases, inductive biases, and learning biases. Observational bias sounds like using data that already has physics embedded in it.
Right on. Think about training a model on data that just naturally reflects physics. Even without specific instructions, it'll start picking up on those principles.
So like training a model on videos of flowing water, it'd learn about fluid dynamics just from watching.
You got it. The authors highlight some cool research where they trained neural networks on data from simulations.
So they get a head start on the physics.
Exactly. They hit the ground running.
Nice. What about inductive bias? Is that more about the structure of the machine learning model itself?
Absolutely. We design the model's architecture in a way that kind of bakes in our physics knowledge.
Like those convolutional neural networks, CNNs, they're built to understand how images are structured.
Yeah.
So a cat is a cat no matter where it is in the picture.
Exactly, recognizing those invariances.
So with inductive bias, we're giving the algorithm building blocks that already have physics in them.
Exactly. And there are other cool examples like graph neural networks or even covariant networks, all tailored to specific physics problems.
Wow, so many possibilities. We've covered observational bias, where the data is physics aware, and inductive bias, where the model structure has physics baked in. Now what about learning bias?
Okay, so learning bias focuses on the loss function. That's how we measure how well the model's doing while it's learning.
Okay, so it's all about feedback.
Right. And with learning bias, we penalize the model if it violates physics.
So if it predicts something impossible, it gets a bad grade.
Exactly. Like a virtual slap on the wrist for breaking the rules.
I like it. We're basically making it favor solutions that align with our understanding of the world.
Exactly. One way is the deep Galilean method. But another super cool one is using those physics-informed neural networks, PNNs.
PNNs, hold on. Those sound familiar. Weren't those involved in that espresso example?
They were. PNNs are an awesome example of learning bias in action. We'll unpack them more in a bit, but for now. All right, time to break down those PNNs.
Okay, lay it on me.
They're like neural networks that learn not just from the data, but from the equations, the physics of the problem.
So we're feeding in the laws of physics. Mm-hmm. Wild. But how does that actually work?
It all comes down to the loss function, remember? How we measure how far off the model is during training.
Right.
With PNNs, we take those equations, like Navier-Stokes for fluids, and bake them right into that loss function.
Ah, so it gets penalized not just for bad data, but for breaking the laws of physics, too.
Bingo! And that leads to some really cool stuff. First, they can handle incomplete models, imperfect data, because they've got those equations as a guide.
Like even if we're missing pieces of the puzzle.
Exactly. They've got that safety net of physics.
That's pretty impressive. What else makes PNNs stand out?
Well, they're amazing at generalizing, even with very little data.
Oh, so they're efficient learners.
You could say that, especially in fields where getting lots of data is hard or expensive.
So PNNs are like the data efficiency champs.
They're definitely up there. And they're really good at those inverse problems, remember? Inferring causes from limited observations.
Like figuring out the shape of an artery from a fuzzy ultrasound, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Penolens are surprisingly good at those.
So cool. And they do all this without needing a mesh, right? Those grids that traditional methods use.
You got it. No mesh needed. So they're super flexible for complex shapes.
I'm sold on the idea. But let's see it in action. What real-world problems are PNNs tackling?
Well, we mentioned that espresso example, reconstructing the flow above the cup just from temperature gradients.
From a video. Seriously.
Seriously, they use this technique called TomoBS.
Sounds intense.
It is, but super cool. PNNs are also helping enhance 4D flow MRI to get super detailed blood flow data.
Wow, so seen inside the human body with way more clarity.
Exactly. They can even identify no-slip flow regions where blood sticks to the vessel
And
walls.
reconstruct the artery shape itself.
You got it.
It's like PNs are giving us X-ray vision. But they must have applications beyond healthcare, too.
Absolutely. They're being used to predict the dynamics in fusion reactors, which could be huge for clean energy.
No way.
Way. And studying transitions between states and complex systems, from materials to financial markets?
Well, PNNs are like the Swiss Army knife of algorithms. But there's got to be some limits, right? No algorithm is perfect.
Yeah, you're right. They do have challenges, especially with those really tough multi-scale, multi-physics problems.
Multi-scale, meaning things happening at wildly different sizes.
Yeah.
And multi-physics, meaning different physics interacting.
Exactly. One reason PNNs struggle there is something called spectral bias.
Uh-oh, what's that?
It means neural networks have a hard time learning functions that change very rapidly, have high frequencies.
So if the physics solution has lots of fine details or fast changes, PNNs might miss them.
Yeah, that's the issue. And those details are often the most important in those complex
So
problems.
how do we figure that?
Researchers are working on it. One approach is domain decomposition, breaking the problem into smaller chunks.
Divide and conquer.
Right. They're also using Fourier features, which help the network represent those high frequencies better.
Like giving them a magnifying glass for the fine details.
Exactly. And there are those multi-scale DNNs we mentioned earlier, designed specifically for multiple scales.
So many cool tools. This is where it gets really deep. The paper also mentioned connections between PNNs and other areas like kernel methods and classical numerical methods.
Oh, yeah, those are super interesting connections. PNNs, as fancy as they seem, actually have roots in these older frameworks.
So they're building on a long history.
They are. And as the network grows, they start to resemble those kernel methods with their strong statistical basis.
I see. So there's this deep connection there.
And there are cool parallels with classical methods, too, like Runge-Kutta and finite element method.
It's like they're all part of the same family.
In a way, they are, and that helps us understand PNNs better, their strengths and weaknesses.
This has been so insightful. So, where do we go from here? What are the big challenges for physics-informed learning?
Well, we've got to find new algorithms that can handle those multi-scale, multi-physics problems better. We need better frameworks for developing and using these models.
Like better infrastructure.
Yeah, exactly. And benchmarks, standardized ways to compare different approaches and see how we're doing.
So, it's still early days.
In a way, yeah. And we need a deeper mathematical understanding of how these models work.
Like, why are they so good? What are their limits?
Exactly. We need mathematicians, physicists, computer scientists all working together.
Building a whole new foundation for the field.
Right. And that'll lead to better, more reliable models that can really change how we do science.
This is giving me a whole new appreciation for data. We haven't even touched on digital twins or scientific discoveries yet.
Those are the really mind-blowing possibilities.
Oh, they're really possible.
We are. And that's what we'll explore next. I think you'll be fascinated by what we uncover.
Okay, back again. Ready for those mind-blowing possibilities.
Digital twins and new discoveries.
It all sounds so futuristic.
It does, but it's closer than you think. Let's start with digital twins. Picture a virtual replica of a physical system,
Like what?
a jet engine, a wind farm, even the human heart.
So like a really advanced simulation. But it's more than that, right? It's connected to the real thing somehow.
You got it. It's constantly getting data from its real-world counterpart, mirroring its behavior.
So like a Sim City for real life,
Yeah.
but way more sophisticated.
Way more. Imagine a digital twin of a city's power grid.
Okay, I'm listening.
Sensors feed it info on energy demand, weather, even the health of individual
So it's
parts.
like a crystal ball predicting problems before they happen.
It can do that and optimize energy distribution, even test scenarios to see how the grid reacts.
That's wild. So where does physics-informed machine learning come in?
It's what makes these digital twins so powerful. Traditional simulations are slow and struggle with real-time data.
Right, they're not as flexible.
But PINs and other physics-informed algorithms thrive in this environment. They process data fast, handle complex physics, and even solve those inverse problems.
So we can estimate parameters, uncover hidden relationships.
Exactly.
I see how this could revolutionize engineering, manufacturing, urban planning.
Oh yeah, tons of applications. But what about scientific discoveries?
Yeah, how can this push the boundaries of what we know?
That's where it gets really exciting. Physics-informed machine learning can find patterns and relationships that traditional methods miss completely.
Like a super-powered research assistant.
Ha! Huh. That's a good way to put it. Sifting through mountains of data, finding those aha moments.
So could we use it to analyze data from the Large Hadron Collider? Or astronomical observations?
Exactly. The algorithms could find anomalies, subtle correlations, leading to new insights about the universe.
Not just optimizing, but rewriting textbooks.
Exactly.
This has been an amazing deep dive. What's the biggest takeaway for our listeners?
I think it's the power of combining knowledge and data. It's not just about the numbers. It's about using our understanding of the world to unlock the secrets hidden in data.
And that leads to real innovation.
You got it.
I'm walking away with a sense of awe, like we're on the verge of something huge.
We are. I can't wait to see what the future holds. New physical laws, self-healing materials, even cracking the code of consciousness.
Wow, the possibilities really are limitless.
They are.
Thanks for taking us on this incredible journey into physics-informed machine learning.
My pleasure. And listeners, next time you see steam rising from your coffee, remember there's a whole universe of physics there, just waiting to be discovered.